This is Linda Morris, and this is the Vital Balance support call. And today we are going to talk about, can you believe it, Vital Balance. We're so excited just to have this product. We've had it for 2 years now, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have KVD, that's its nickname, in my life. I just moved, and my mom was here helping me, which was awesome and amazing, and we'd have it for breakfast every day. That's a given. But there were a couple nights that I look at them like, just another, you just want another cake? Because we were so busy, and who has time to cook when you're packing, and you don't always want to eat things that are always prepared, and you know Vital Balance is always a perfect meal. So, you know you're getting good nutrition and good go-juice just to keep going, because sometimes in life you just got to keep going. So, today I have on the call an amazing woman. She's one of my very best friends in the world, and actually she's just been unofficially named the ambassador of Vital Balance. And this is Heather Lauch. She is a naturopathic doctor in upstate New York. And she was a little resistant, or actually anything just kept showing up in her life, so eventually she decided, well, maybe I should pay attention. So, Heather, when the Vital Balance came out 2 years ago, what was your reaction? What did you think about it? And remember, you have to do *5 to unmute yourself.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. And do you want me to tell you what I thought of?
Yeah, well, and then I also started talking about the eating plan. And I know, you know, your mother was a New York model, and she's a beautiful woman. Actually, everybody in the family is beautiful. And you guys are not born with the same body type. So I know that you struggled, what you told me, most of your life, having actually be sent to back camp.
Yes, I was. And my mom put me on all kinds of diets, on all kinds of plans. And I did all kinds of diets and all kinds of plans, too, because she wanted me to be thin and tall like she was. And I'm not.
Thin and tall. Well, that's a hard one to change,
both.
Right?
Both. Actually, now I am, she has shrunk and I have grown, so we're at the same size now. We're at the same
height. Wow.
And I weigh less than she does, which I just love that.
I bet.
I love that. She gives me her clothes now, and it's a really great thing. But what I thought about it at first, I thought, okay, you know, this isn't going to work, but I'll try it because Linda, my very best friend, my fairy godmother, asked me to do this and said it would work. I don't think it'll work because I have no hope about this working because I've been on hundreds of diets, literally hundreds.
You know, it's interesting. I can even hear your voice when you're just describing what you thought. You can actually hear, oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, it's not going to work for me. I tried everything. I can actually hear that in your voice as your memory went back to that time.
Well, it's very discouraging when, you know, your body doesn't react in the way that other people's bodies do. And you have a certain education and you have certain beliefs, and you find out that it can all be changed.
Especially when you try over and 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 over again.
Yeah.
And you keep getting the same result. A lot of people say, well, that's the definition of insanity. You do something different. Well, you know, sometimes you don't give up. You do just keep going and try. Keep trying. You know, like myself and overcoming my 22 years of migraines. Some people actually were frustrated with me that I would try anything, but you know what? I finally found Nican, and it worked for me, so.
Yeah, I found KVB, and I love KVB. I just had one, and sometimes I have two or three or four of them. I remember in that first year, The first 8 months when I lost the 81 pounds, it was pretty much a miracle. It was just a miracle. I was talking to a guy who watched me do it. He would see me every week at yoga and at the Saratoga Roosevelt Baths and Spa. And he just told me this the other day. This was 2.5 years later. That he used to watch me and say, "Oh, she's shrinking. You know, she's just like, her body is contouring itself." And it was just very funny to hear somebody else's sight of me, vision of me, you know, when I was going through that, because I don't really remember. I just remember some days I would have a lot of them, because one 4th of July, there was nothing in the refrigerator to eat that I wanted to eat, or that I wanted to make, because I was busy outside. It was a really nice day. And I had 4 of them. 4 KVBs. And I know that I get all the nutrition. The first time
they're really
I got
blessed.
It,
yeah.
Uh-huh. I took a deep breath. I took like 3 deep breaths before. Whenever I go to try something new, I want my mind and my body clear to be able to receive it, okay? So I took 3 deep breaths and let them out so that my body would relax. And I took a big gulp. When I did that, it went like through my body like a bolt of lightning. And I thought I could actually see that lightning. And I put my hands out, and I kept looking at my hands to make sure I was feeling, I could see that what I was feeling. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. So it was very astounding to me to feel that energy going into each and every one of my cells. It was just amazing.
It was magic, right?
It was magical. I knew at that instant that they had something that was truly awesome, truly incredible, and it was a food. Help you. This is what I saw.
Now, thinking about that, because a lot of people still have concerns that they need to talk to their doctor, and they don't understand that this is food. Well, does your doctor tell you that you can eat? Yes. Okay, well, this is food. And your doctor had concerns. In fact, we were lucky last week we had Doris Gomez on as a dialysis nurse. And she was speaking about how there's no longer the restriction on individuals that have reduced kidney function and protein, because they've always been told in the back past that they have to limit their protein in addition to the water. And she was helping clear that up for us, that they changed their stance on that. So you went to the doctor and you had all of, like, your triglycerides and all your numbers done.
I coerced my Western medical physician to play with me. I told him I was going to do this, and he said, "That's not a good idea. You're diabetic, and you need certain things, and you have an immune issue because of my paralysis for that year before. And you have a lot of multiple issues, a lot of symptoms that we don't know what they are from. It's not a good idea. I don't recommend it. I'm not going to support you." I said, "Well, you're going to either support me or not. I need my labs every month. Do you want to do that, or should I go somewhere else?" I said, "This is what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Can you help me or not?" And he did. And in September, I think it was 7 months after I started, he was astounded at the results of my tests. My sugar went down. My skin doesn't sag, which is truly...
That's remarkable. You lost 81 pounds, and you don't have droopy, shaggy, extra skin anywhere.
I don't. I show that off all the time. I did it last week. I was showing somebody my picture, and they said, "You lost 81 pounds." She's, but you don't have any of that stuff. I said, yeah, I know, I don't, right? I said, look at my stomach. Look at my arms.
That's something to be proud of, because a lot of people, that is their concern, and then they consider going under the knife to get rid of that extra skin, and wow, what you open yourself up to when you consider such a thing.
Oh, yes. Anesthesia, knife, cutting all through your bodies. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, so that's a great point. And you do live in a wellness home. You drink the water. You sleep on the food system. You shower in the water. You take the nutritionals. And, yeah, you were somebody that was paralyzed for unknown real reasons. They never figured it out completely. And for a whole year. And, you know, for those of us that know you, it's like, we can't imagine you like that. But I also remember at the same time before you did lose the 81 pounds, you had a hard time walking, getting in and out of the car, sometimes going up steps, or sometimes your knee would lock up. And what is it, for every pound, extra pound of weight you carry around, that's 7 extra miles per pound, your heart has to pump blood. So losing 80 pounds times 7 miles, that's 560 miles, your heart not having to pump blood. Every pump, every beat.
Yep.
Look at the stress you took off your body, plus the stress you took off of your knees. I can't remember how many pounds that,
I think it's five pounds.
So that's another 400 pounds on each knee, and your knees are not having to endure anymore. So you really changed your whole life. You're a whole new person.
I am a whole new person. No, a third of a new person.
Yeah, you are. You reduced a third of your body. Yeah.
Yep.
So your doctor was thrilled with your numbers.
He wasn't exactly thrilled, but he was astounded. He was
astounded. Okay.
He was astounded.
That's good work. That's even better. Okay.
Yeah. He wasn't thrilled about it because he can't help people like this. There's no way in his profession that he can help
he
people.
He could if he wanted, but,
he would have to leave his license as a medical doctor. He would have to leave the hospital under the auspices of the hospital because they have
under the hospital rules.
Regulations and rules, yes.
It's so sad.
That is so sad.
We won't go into that, but yeah, it's like that. They can't, their jobs and their mission can't be, due to the rules and regulations and laws, to do what they can to help a person. It's just even if it does include a natural course of action.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's another story.
That is another story.
Now, you have had a thyroid issue, and on the Vital Balance Eating Plan, I have said many times that I've seen about the individuals that actually had at least one salad a day, because part of the problem when people are starting on the Vital Balance Eating Plan is they're not eating enough.
Yeah.
And the food is fuel for the body, and actually, for people, if they can actually get that mind shift that it is the fuel for your body, like gasoline is still for your car, it's an amazing shift that has you look at food differently. And I made that shift actually quite a few years ago. So there is a little bit, it's a good psychological shift of like food is fuel. It's not entertainment. Because a lot of people say it's entertainment or it's
comfort
eating, a comfort food, as people that are stress eaters. Actually, there's a lot of people that are bored eaters. Bored. so, I mean, it's just like, it's nourishment. And actually, you know, and during the move, I'm like, well, I know we need to eat. And having that attitude of like, we've got to eat, you know, we got to put something in our body to give it more energy to go. And that's the beautiful thing about the Tens and Vital Balance, and you know, even adding in the 10-4 is also additional vital energy for our bodies and our cognitive function and our attitude. And I was talking about attitude. You want to share a little bit about your sister, who was, to say the least, a little resistant to anything from you, Ken, also, which is just kind of funny, but that's how people are sometimes. They they resist what they know nothing about.
Yes. Well, she saw the difference in me, and it actually started, Linda, also with you, because you, I asked you to, I wanted to start over. I wanted to build my business. So you said, try the RI training. And the first card I got in that game was, your sister thinks you're crazy. She's told all the family you're crazy, and she's taken away 3 associates and 5 distributors, some crazy amount of people from Mika, you know, from your network marketing business. So I decided right then and there that I would send her texts every day to inspire her and uplift her and give her some love, just give her love every day. So I did that, and that was in April. In May is our birthdays. She's at the beginning of May. I'm at the end of May. So in May, I usually send her texts for a couple weeks, you know, or maybe the whole month. This time, I sent it to her for about 3 or 4 months. I just kept sending her inspirational quotes, things to watch on TV, and she changed. She saw me change, and she changed. And she wanted to try the Vital Balance. Well, she's been on the Vital Balance now for 1 year and 2 months. She now has 2 other people in her, and she works with special ed kids in a special school that is not a regular school. And she has 2 other people, and they walk down the hall taking their Nikon KVB.
Blender cup, yeah.
In the bottle, down the whole hall. They hear them. They wanted to do it because she has changed so much. She skips down the hallway now. This girl was, she would put a truck driver to shame with her language, and she was always angry.
Wow.
She was angry from when she was a young child, and she was just so lost. So I know it's the KVB. I know it. Uh-huh. I feel the same way. I was depressed most of my life, clinically depressed.
I remember some days I would call you and I wouldn't know which other I was going to get. And it's like on those down days, it's like, wow, this is what the person really sounds. No, I'm in Florida, you're in New York. So that's what it sounds like. And I had not heard that voice in a couple of years, I'm happy to say.
Yay. Me either.
And I tell people, and it makes you happier. I don't know how, but it makes you happier.
It does. It's the medium chain triglycerides that make you happy.
Oh, is that what it does?
Yes.
That's what does
it?
Is.
And the 10-4 will make that more.
Yep, the 10-4, the Mazda Green Tea. In fact, we are going to the field convention for Nikon in San Antonio this week. And I called Focus on Growth to get the Roger Drummer CD, not only on with him and talking about what sugar does to your body, but also on the 10-4, because there's amazing benefits with the 10-4. And what it really does for you is just, the Master Green Tea is just amazing. So I'm just, once again, so grateful that you can find these great ingredients and let's just have them. Brings it to us so we can have them all the time. And I have so many friends that are like, oh, I need more 10-4. Do you have any 10-4? I'm running out. Because this is something people really don't want to run out of. And I've actually had people drive across town to pick up a box. They're like, I really need one. And actually, there's a guy that we've been exchanging boxes for like 3 months now. And I ordered, he's supposed to replace one, but I just had it shipped to him, so I didn't want to do extra shipping. And frankly, I just keep reordering that one box. I'm like, okay, we'll get together for lunch one of these days. But I just ran into him 2 days ago. I'm like, I need my green tea. He's like, okay, we'll meet for lunch next week. So, until you actually use it, and you've got to use it more than one day. You try it for a few days. And it's not like a boom, wow. I feel it. At least it isn't for me. It might be for Heather, because she's very, she notices things a lot more than I do. But you just, once again, you do notice that, like, in a little bit, it's like, wow, I feel great. I have energy. And sometimes I'll do just a half a packet. Like, if I'm going to Zumba class at 5:30 at night, I don't necessarily want to take a whole packet, but I know that I need a little boost, and it's alkaline caffeine, so I just do half a packet just to boost me up again. What have you noticed with the 10-4? And so this is a heavy call.
I love the 10-4. I'll even do the 10-4 like I do green time. I'll just put it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I can have 10-4 even at night. It doesn't bother me a bit to have it. Sometimes I'll strain the sugar out of it if I'm really on a day when I want to have a little piece of chocolate or something.
Uh-huh.
So I'll choose which sugar I want, you know, which carb I want.
Yeah, like the little small metal strainers, you can actually... It does have the organic pure cane sugar, organic.
Which is pure light.
Uh-huh.
Which is pure light. When I see pure cane sugar going into someone, it's pure light. People get lighter. It's energy of the sun.
And it does, it just gives that little extra energy boost without really impacting your adrenals too much. It's subtle.
Well, that's what the
green tea does. You can strain it out. Yeah.
It relaxes your adrenals. It relaxes your stress levels. And it helps you to be more focused because you're more relaxed. So you can do things better. Because when you're relaxed, you're not contracted. And you're more open to what the universe brings to you. So matcha green tea is one of the most ancient health foods there is. Simple.
And it is it's a bright green powder. If you ever seen it just by itself, it's a bright green powder. It's not like a tea bag. You are actually drinking the tea. And it's pretty fascinating. So if you have any questions for Heather, unmute yourself at star 5. And
I even love
we'll
the matcha, our 10-4 in hot water.
Oh, as a hot tea.
As a hot tea. It turns a little red, but it's delicious, and it warms you up, and it gets you going. It just gives you a little boost. Like, a lot of times in the afternoon around 2, 3 o'clock, I know I get a little lull, and if I have a 10-4, I'm good till 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I have a friend that the 10-4 got her off coffee, and before she was doing the 10-4, they wanted to take out her gallbladder. And she just cut out coffee, and the gallbladder is now happy. She didn't have to have surgery, or she thought having surgery might be a better word. And she's happy.
Yay. Yesterday, a friend of mine asked me if they were having enough food, and I thought about their plan, and we were discussing their intake, and she has 3 KVBs a day, and she has Greenzyme. She's doing right now 9 tablespoons a day. And
9 tablespoons.
A lot of the nutritionals.
And she does that for inflammation, or what is she doing all that?
Inflammation.
Well, yeah, and I might just share a little, just a little teaser on the Greenzymes and why somebody might be doing, 4 or even 9 teaspoons a day.
Okay, tablespoons she's doing.
9 tablespoons?
9 tablespoons.
How many is in a jar? Like half a jar a day?
30 tablespoons?
Teaspoons.
Yeah.
Are they teaspoons? Uh-huh.
Well,
go ahead, talk about the benefits.
What I do is I muscle test the person and help them to find that out themselves, because we're different on any given day at any given moment. So that changes. And that's something that people have to really realize. You get a test today, that's what you look like today, right at that moment. But tomorrow you might not look like that. Your blood is going to be different, your urine is going to be different, all your tests are going to be different. So you have to really be conscious of that and think about that when you're taking supplements or eating food or anything. Because sometimes it's good for you, sometimes it's not. So that was part of the more protein from midnight to noon, because your body is detoxing at those hours. So it doesn't make sense to put in more fats or things that it has to metabolize in order to get out. But we were talking about greenzymes. I love greenzymes. Greenzymes are what got me through my first 2 months of recuperation from paralysis. It's probably all I eat. I ate that and water, Pymag water. And I detoxed from a lot of medications, and I became the person you see me as now. And I don't think I would have gotten here without the greenzymes. The greenzymes are a foundation of yourself, and you can live on them. I did. I've helped many people get back to living by doing that. Magnets, the insoles on the feet, greenzymes, Pymag water, and salt. You're getting all the nutrients. Now you add in the KVB, you're golden. You're just golden. And you really don't need any more food. The rest of the food can be, you know, additives. Can be, all right, so I'm looking for some crunch, and we're looking for some warmth. So I'll have some fats, because fats are really good for you.
Oh, not all of them,
but they're good for you. They're good for your body. They're good for your brain. They hold on. They encapsulate any of the toxins. If you don't have any fat in your body, any toxin can just go through your whole system.
Because you're also not going to have a memory.
Yeah. It does.
You know, there's so many people, I think, that are going through memory issues because there was such that low-fat phase for so many years, and people weren't getting the good fats. They weren't getting any fats.
Yeah.
Or actually, probably, if they were getting any fat, it was the bad fat.
I have a
question. Because... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. I have a question. Do any of you, or have you experienced anyone that has an increase in heart rate after drinking the matcha?
Has anybody had a what?
Increased heart rate. I
yes, I have.
I did too. I've had to go back to maybe half of a packet when I need it.
Perfect. Yes. That's what I mean. Everybody's different on any given day. So sometimes I can take it and it makes me jittery and my heart flutters.
Yeah.
So I cut back on it. But it only lasts for a little while, and then I cut back.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I like, the dosage.
Yeah. Hey, this is Barbara, and I think sometimes we make it really strong. We like it like a tea, like stronger, and that's why I think half is better, or to space it out. Sometimes I'll do half, you know, at about 11 or depending on what calls I have. And then I'll do the other half closer to 3:30, 4 o'clock. So, but because we're, you know, Americans, we like to do things quick,
overboard.
Fast, now, strong. Let's just think
about
it right
now.
Yeah,
but we're all different sizes too, you got to remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do get the palpitations. You can hear your... You can feel your heart flutter, and you know what I love to do at that point is just pulse check the whole body. Heather, you got me, you know, just making sure everything's fine. It's like, oh, my heart's saying hi. It needs a little moment. You know, and just take a second to deep breathe and do your, you know, your breathing. This is Barbara. I love my greenzymes.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I put 2 scoops at night. I have either ice cream or another shake. And I'll have a big tablespoon of that. But lately, I've been taking a tablespoon and just chewing it dry in my mouth. And then having it in my ice cream as well. So it really helps regulate me and make me feel better after travel. You know, you kind of get your body just gets all out of whack from either not sleeping properly, the water's different things shifting, even showers. So it helps me help my body just kind of boot back up and get back into sync. So if you ever have any issues with digestion and stuff, it'll help there too.
It does. So does 10-4,
by the way. This is Charlie. I love my both KVB Green Zymes and the matcha tea. But it's interesting that you were talking about your heart flutters when you take the matcha tea. And here I thought it was Ramon that was doing that to me.
Oh, it is Ramon.
It is Ramon.
But the Green Zymes changed my life completely. I have a hiatus hernia, and I have acid reflux, something terrible. And I had that the majority of my life. And when I was introduced to Nikin, they said, well, try the water. I tried the water and that helped. But as soon as I started taking the Green Zymes, it changed my life completely because I no longer had the heartburn. I no longer had the problems of irritable bowels or anything like that. And I was able to eat things that I was never able to eat before. So to me, that has completely changed my life. The KVB helped me tremendously after my stroke. I had sort of like a brain fog that was there constantly. So with the KVB and the triglycerides and the products in it, it made my brain seem to function better. And we just love that. Right now packing to go to San Antonio and then on to Florida, so consequently we don't have very much food now because we want to close our refrigerator off. And we're living on KVB. Ramon and I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and we couldn't sleep, and she said, well, let's go have a KVB. So we had a KVB and turned on the TV and because nothing else to do, and Joel Furman was there talking about his diet and his food, so we learned a little bit from him, enjoyed our KBB after the program, went back to sleep, and we slept till 8 o'clock this morning. So the KBB is great for us because we're just living on that for the next day.
It only has 125 calories, so we're not telling you everybody should have 500 calories a day, because that's not healthy long term. You know, couple days here and there, absolutely. I just want to make sure everybody understands that's not what we're telling people. You only need 500 calories a day. No, you need half of your body weight in grams of protein every day. You also need that many ounces of water every day. And on vitalenergytips.com, you can actually see all of the details, the eating plan. Barbara did an interview of me way back when, even though I did it under duress. I didn't want to do it. It actually turned out really good. When she was on to this video a day thing. That's all there. And we're just so happy and grateful to Nikin that they give us these products that we get to use. And so happy and grateful to everybody on this call that has
we get to live happy and healthy lives.
There we go.
You know, what could be better than that?
That's vital.
They are vital energy.
Good to see you, Heather, in just a little while.
I know it.
And Charlie and Ramon, it's going to be a little mini reunion happening here.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Yes, it will. Woo-hoo. So we won't. We will not have a formal call on this promoter. There's a promoter in the house. There's a couple of them. There's like three of them or more.
It'll be a big reunion.
Yes, it will.
So we will not have a call on Friday. For those of you that are not going, please feel free to have your own call and be there in support of each other. But we won't have a formal call on this coming Friday, but we will the following Wednesday. have her information Wednesday. So thank but you all.
Also,
I look forward to seeing everybody.
Have someone that you know is going, have your information so that we can, or whoever it is, get you what the new products are and get you the information, and if we need to turn in your forms and such. You know, it's always good to have a buddy at the event. It's a billion.
A promoter.
For the new products, yeah. There will be, there is going to be some amazing new products that we get to learn about. Once again, yay.
Wonderful. I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Heather, for being
Thank
on
you.
The call. Charlie?
Can I ask a quick question? Is there anybody available for a Zoom call at noon today? I've got a new consultant signing up.